Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Donald Trump is photographed on the front of the Irish Times standing beside the Easter Bunny yesterday ahead of the Easter egg roll at the White House. The picture is of Donald Trump, First Lady Melania Trump and the Easter Bunny at the White House. But nothing funny about the news in the papers this morning on the front pages. The Irish Times: Iran rejects ceasefire plan after Trump threatens escalation. The Middle East is again on the brink after Iran rejected a ceasefire plan aimed at preventing a dangerous escalation threatened by US President Donald Trump to force Tehran to open the Strait of Hormuz. Across the water, the Times UK says Trump threatens to bomb Iran into the Stone Age. Donald Trump said last night, I watched this press conference, by the way, deeply, deeply disturbing stuff. But Donald Trump threatened last night. He said that they had drawn up plans to destroy all Iran's bridges and power plants tonight. He actually said the deadline is at 8 p.m. and by midnight, every bridge and every power plant in Iran could be destroyed in those 4 hours if they failed to meet his deadline for a deal, including reopening the Strait of Hormuz. The Irish Daily Mirror: dire strait. Donald Trump vowed last night to wipe out Iran if it didn't free up the Strait of Hormuz, its stranglehold on the Strait of Hormuz. And then the Irish Examiner has the most effective front page this morning. Really, really upsetting. Basically, it's "Stolen Innocence" is the headline, and it's nearly a front page of pictures of children in Gaza, Syria, Ukraine, Lebanon and Yemen whose lives have been torn apart by war, and some really horrific images on the front of the Irish Examiner. That paper also looks at speeding on Irish roads over the bank holiday weekend. More than 3,000 people were caught speeding over the holiday weekend. One driver was caught doing, if you don't mind, 138 kilometres per hour in a 50 zone. Gardaí launched an enhanced roads policing operation. It began on Thursday morning and it ends at 7 this morning, trying to clamp down on motorists speeding or driving under the influence. However, there were still also tragedies on the road, and then 3,000 people caught speeding as well. I did see, when I was driving into work yesterday, Gardaí setting up a checkpoint outside Nace. First time I've seen that in a while. So the guards were out and about and actually stopping cars, and I'm sure they're out and about with the speed gun over the weekend, and that's how they caught the 3,000 people. Staying with Gardaí, the Irish Independent says 600 fewer Gardaí are now on frontline than 6 years ago. So essentially, there are almost 600 fewer frontline Gardaí than there were 6 years ago, and a record number of stations have no dedicated Garda assigned to them. 228 Garda stations have fewer officers than they did in 2020, and specialist units like the Roads Policing and Armed Support Unit all required renewed staffing after the pandemic. So that's where the guards are now, but 600 fewer Gardaí are on frontline duty than they were 2020, so kind of the start of the pandemic. Irish Daily Mail: ankle tags for bailed prisoners and sexual offenders. This is an exclusive by that paper, which says that sex offenders and prisoners granted bail will be monitored using ankle tags to try and cut down on the numbers in our prisons, because obviously the prisons are overcrowded right now. The government is this month being forced to re-advertise for the ankle tag scheme, which has been delayed twice already because it didn't receive any suitable responses to its first tender. So if any of you are interested in making ankle tags for the government, get in touch with them, because apparently no one wants this gig. I'm sure you could make nice money on it, but no one wants to do it. But apparently the scheme will be introduced this year, and they reckon that it will result in a 20% cut in our prison population, if anyone is interested in doing the ankle tags, that is. Inside the papers, the Irish Times looks at all the money you can make if you own a hospital car park, because revenue generated from parking fees at hospitals has doubled, 7.6 million in 2020, now 15.1 million in 2024. So hospital car parking fees have doubled in 5 years. The highest amount of money made, Cork University Hospital. they got 2.6 million euro in parking fees in 2024, and they only got 1.2 million in fees in 2020. St James's Hospital in Dublin got 1 million in 2020 and 1.6 million in 2024. And those figures were released by the HSE to Social Democrats TD Liam Quaid via a parliamentary question. So we have had a substantial increase in parking fees. However, I wonder, 2020 was obviously the year of the pandemic. A lot of people didn't go to hospital in 2020, so maybe that is why the fees have increased so much. But the TD, Liam Quaid, is now saying that patients undergoing treatment should have their parking charges capped. And I know that's been a big campaign by the Irish Cancer Society and others in recent years. Staying with money, the Cork Poor Box is alive and well, and it's making a lot of money for charities, because the Examiner says charities working with sick children, the homeless and people with mental health difficulties benefited the most from 1.54 million euro given out through the Cork Poor Box Fund last year. And this is applied by judges to more minor offences where an accused has pleaded guilty and never been before the courts before. The judge will say to you, here, give a few quid to the Cork Poor Box. And that money is going to a variety of different charities. Dublin, not surprisingly, 225,000 euro was paid into the Cork Poor Box, followed by Cork, then Portlaoise and Waterford. And the figures show that Little Blue Heroes received 76,000 euro. Local St Vincent de Paul branches got 100,000 euro. Pieta House got 63,000 euro. And Merchants Quay Ireland got 28,000 euro. More about that in the Examiner. Interesting one in the Irish Independent. And this is affecting older people. From match tickets to booking a train seat, older people feel they're being increasingly left behind and digitally excluded. This is according to Professor Ronan Collins, who's a consultant in geriatric and stroke medicine at Talla Hospital, who says all public, private and sporting online services should be road tested in advance to make them as age friendly as possible. What he's saying is the GAA, for example, gets a lot of money from the state, and we shouldn't have older people finding it hard to buy match tickets online. He also says it's hard for older people to buy a train ticket online as well. So these are excluding lifelong customers in some cases, and they should be more age-friendly, according to Professor Collins. A couple of final stories for you. One from The Mail, and this is talking about the TV show Friends, which was obviously a huge phenomenon. But Lisa Kudrow, who played Phoebe, says she felt like she was the sixth friend and was an afterthought compared to Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Matt LeBlanc, David Schwimmer and Matthew Perry. She says her talent agency even called her the sixth friend. No one cared about her. She says there were certain parts that just referred to me as the sixth friend. So you can read more about that in The Mail. And finally, in The Eye, we're talking about things that make people feel awkward. Nearly 4 in 10 people say they are particularly prone to uncomfortable moments, and we have life's most uncomfortable moments. And number one, the most uncomfortable thing, the awkward moment, is when you call someone by the wrong name. Also, when you trip up on the street when walking, well, that's uncomfortable if someone sees you and laughs at you. Hearing your stomach growl in a quiet room is third. Then we have trying to get someone's attention loudly and being ignored. Being told off in public, sending a message in the wrong group chat, getting into the wrong car thinking it's yours. That happened to me the other evening in Supervalue. A woman jumped into my car thinking I was her husband. Running for the train or the bus and not making it. Forgetting what you were about to say and speaking a word aloud for the first time and mispronouncing it. They are all the things that make us awkward in public.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.